Oh no! You didn't do your recon.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
In the military, oftentimes when the military is coming up to, I should say, more than almost all the time, when the military is coming up to an area, they spend some time to do their reconnaissance. They basically try to understand what weapons does the enemy have? What exits do I have? Like if something bad happens, how do I get out of this? They'll check out for, hey, where could somebody be hiding? You know, they'll do all sorts of reconnaissance. They'll spend time and effort understanding what it is that they're getting into. Because if they didn't do that, it would literally cost lives. Now, luckily for you, in your podcast, it doesn't cost lives if you don't do your recon. But it does still cost something of utmost value, something that you don't want to lose. And that's going to be your listener base. The whole reason why you are starting your podcast or you have your podcast going right now is to either make money or add impact and influence in your space. And if you don't have anyone listening to your show, you fail. And what I want to illustrate in this episode is that you need to do your recon beforehand. You need to understand who your listener is. You need to understand your blind spots. You need to understand what your listener needs, what they're looking for, what they want, where they want to go, what they want to achieve. And you need to find out your unique way to give that to your listener. My name is Adam Adams. I'm the host of the podcast on podcasting, and I'm glad you're here. Because so many other podcasters that have gone before you have neglected this recon. They neglect it because they don't think that there's any real risk if they don't. They don't understand that there truly is risk. They don't do their recon because they think, oh, I couldn't die, so it's not important. I'm not going to blow up. I'm not going to lose a war for my country, so it's not important. But it really, truly is important. I hear so many people, you know, with that ready, fire, aim mentality, just start, don't overthink it. And what that really is doing is making it so that you're jumping in front of a bomb. You're walking on landmines purposefully. People say, don't worry about it. You're not invincible. Your time is valuable and your freaking money is valuable too. Everything that you put into your podcast, your time, your money, your effort, your mental capacity that drives your podcast forward or backward, all of those resources are real. And I don't want you to lose resources. So I want to give you just a few things that are most important when doing your recon as you're starting a new podcast, or if you're rebranding your podcast, or if you're not starting it or rebranding it, maybe you have been doing this for a little while and you want to find a way to get more results with your show. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. There are four main parts you got to know your avatar, and I'm going to get into some details on really helping you identify that person a little bit more. Number two, you got to know what's already out there. And number three, you need to know your unique offer or spin on how to solve these problems, right? And then number four is you have to know your unique call to action. So to start off with your avatar, you really want to ask yourself a few different questions. You know, who, what, when, where, why, and how. Basically, who, what, when, where, why, and how. And don't skimp. Don't just ask who. Don't just ask why. Who, what, why, when, where, how. All of these questions are so important. By the way, if you go way back to episode one, we have this whole podcast. Many of you may know already, I've got a free course, and it's not one of those free courses that I need your email address and spam you or anything like that. It's just part of this podcast. So you don't even need to stress about logging into a different website. You just can go to episode one. It's free. There's no anything. But talking about episode one, it goes into a lot of detail on the avatar, why the avatar is important and all of that. This avatar is critical. If I can just kind of give you the short version here, you want to ask yourself, like, what have they tried before? What has failed for them? What are they worried about? What are they trying to accomplish? Like, for me, my avatar is somebody who needs to grow a podcast because we are the best, I think, in the world, helping somebody really grow a podcast. Nobody that I know, nobody that I've ever heard of can touch what we can do for the money. And so my avatar is somebody who wants to get there without all the hassle. And so that I've identified that person, and each and every episode that I have, I try to help that person. And you probably are that person. You're listening in, and you probably are the person who doesn't want to start your podcast, fail, and have it kind of blow up on you and be embarrassed or whatever. You want it to work. You want it to be structured. You want to have a team that knows what they're doing. And that's my avatar. You are my avatar. If I could just point that out bluntly with you. But you have your avatar as well. So what do you want them to do? Do you want them to be a private lender to your business or your real estate? Do you want that person, your avatar, to hire you as a one-on-one coach or mentor? Would you like your avatar to be the type of person that works, that would be perfect for a mastermind group? Is your perfect avatar somebody who is buying something and you need to lend them the money? So you're the lender and you need to find people that are working. You start to think about this and you say, what have they tried before? What are they worried about? What's not working for them? Why are they coming to me? What is their big why? How do they think? Do they have children? Where are they from? What type of neighborhood do they live in? Are they struggling through something with blah, 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 blah? I don't want to go too far into the weeds because you could just also listen to episode one. But that's step one for the recon, to truly understand who you are attracting. Then step two, as I mentioned before, is knowing what's already out there, knowing what offers other people have. And this takes me back to when I was starting a meetup group. A meetup group, for those of you who don't know, it's a group where it's on meetup.com, but you can meet like weekly or monthly. And they have all sorts of different types of people that get together, right? There's hiking groups, there's mountain biking groups, there's road biking groups, groups of women who like Pinterest, there's small business, you know, meetup groups, there's networking, meetup groups for Democrats or Republicans or Harley Davidson riders or arts and crafts or Jeepers or luxury cars or the LGBT community or volunteering, real estate, swingers groups, podcasting groups. There's even double niche groups like women who bike, or gay Republicans, or blacks that voted for Trump, or mountain bikers in real estate, or nudists who love Biden, or whatever it is that you can think of. There's tons of groups, tons and tons of groups, just like there are in podcasts. There's many, many, many podcasts, and you can niche as down as much as you want. And as I was starting my meetup and looking at all these different meetup groups, I knew that I wanted to do real estate. So then, just like you'll do for your podcasting, well, I wanted to do a real estate group. And so I thought to myself, well, what's already out there? What's already out there in this real estate niche? Because real estate is a small piece, like hiking and biking and Pinterest and small business and networking and Democrats and Republicans and Harley Davidson and all these other things that we mentioned before. Real estate is just one of them. But you can niche down even more. Mountain bikers who love real estate. Or, for example, creative real estate. Like, there's so many options. What I did is I looked at all of them, and I just wanted to see, when do they meet? So that's part of your recon. That's part of you knowing what's already out there. You'll go into your niche, whether it's real estate or gay Republicans or nudists who love Biden or whatever it is, volunteering, business, small business. It's endless. It's endless. Whatever type of podcast you want, you'll start looking at that. You'll start to figure out what's already out there, and you'll look at all of the different mountain bikers groups or all the different real estate groups or all the other gay groups or all the other Harley Davidson groups, just whatevs. You'll look at all of those. Let's just take Harley Davidson. There's lots of different options, right? You'll look in like Denver, Harley Davidson, and you'll see like there's this group and this group and this group and this group. And when do they meet? That's one of your questions. Now, you started to say that a moment ago, and now I'm back. When do they meet? Or when does the podcast publish? Do they publish on Tuesdays or Wednesdays or Fridays or any other days? Or do they publish once a week or twice a week or once a month? So you really want to see when and the frequency. And you'll also look to see what all of the names are. Okay, this one's called Harley Davidson Riders, and the other one's called All About Harley, or the other one is Road Bikes Anonymous. And you start looking at all of these different like Harley Davidson groups or any other group that you want, and you'll see that within one niche, there's lots of subcategories, and you want to like identify which ones do what, when they meet, how they meet, or if it's a podcast, I'm still using my meetup analogy, but when they publish, what they publish, how long each episode is. And as you start to identify that, you'll also look to see which ones have, you know, lots of 5-star ratings, which ones have lots of 2-star ratings, etc. And so you start to see some patterns. You start to try to identify those patterns in your recon, knowing what else is out there. And once you've done that, you might be able to figure out a couple of things. Here's the two. One is you want to find out what isn't being offered. Well, nothing's being published on Saturday. Okay, good. Write that down. You might want to actually publish your podcast on Saturdays instead of the other days. Then you want to look, what are they all talking about? Well, great. Some of those things you might want to talk about, some of the things that you already want to talk about that you see are getting missed with all these other ones, that'll help you with your recon to figure out what you're going to be doing. So take my meetup story. As I figured out my meetup and I decided to become the first ever weekly meetup, no other meetups in Denver at the time were meeting every single week. So that was the first way that I specifically tried to niche. I did it a little bit differently. So you might be the first daily podcast. You might be the first monthly podcast. Whatever it is, you might be the first podcast to publish on Saturdays in your area or in your genre. And look at each and every one of those. And remember, this part is not a science, unfortunately. It is not science. It's kind of an art. And you've got to bend with the wind and flow like a river. And what I mean by that is some of the things that you don't see, you might want to continue not to see. And other things that you don't see, you might say, ah, I could really fill that sub niche, that smaller category by offering this. After you know what's all out there and you're starting to be able to be more of an art form instead of science and figure out what you'll do and what you won't do, how you're going to find your own way through your podcast, it's time to go to number three. Number three is knowing your unique offer, your unique spin, the way that you do it a little bit differently. And actually, we just had JLD on the podcast. John Lee Dumas is fairly famous in the podcasting space. He's one of the first podcasters. He's been podcasting for a long time. He was the first person to be a daily entrepreneurial podcast. And in his episode 37, it's just a couple episodes back. If you want to listen to it, you're more than welcome to. He talks a lot about knowing your unique spin. He basically mentions that if you fail at this, you're going to fail. And he says, if you can't niche down enough, you may as well not have a podcast. So you can listen to more of that in episode 37 with John Lee Dumas if you would like to. When we're talking about knowing your unique spin on things, your unique offer, your unique strategy or way of thinking, it needs to be remarkable. It needs to be something that really isn't already out there. For example, with me and my company, growyourshow.com, we do a private messaging campaign when we do marketing for people, and nobody else does this private message campaign. They might do some of the banner ads. Yes, we do that too. They might do some Facebook ads or YouTube ads or whatever. Yes, we do that too. We have a lot of different strategies, but there is one thing that absolutely sets us apart on being able to grow somebody's audience, and it's through messaging people one-on-one individually. Right now, that seems to work really, really well for a lot of different types of marketing if you do it right. And we've really perfected it. We've really narrowed it down and niched it down so that we can get really good results for our podcast and for clients' podcasts as well. And so I highly recommend you do that. But if you can't figure it out, hire us, right? That's our unique way that we do something no one else does. You've got to figure that out. It might help you to listen to episode 37, but you've got to figure that out for you. How do you solve a problem that nobody else can? Or how do you solve a problem in a way that nobody else has? How do you make it faster? How do you make it cheaper? How do you make it easier? How do you make it more guaranteed, more probable? What is your unique offer, your unique spin on things? And then number four is to know and understand, like, how are you going to deliver the call to action for that? How are you going to bring people to your service or your product? Or if it just depends on what you're trying to achieve with your show. If you have affiliate relationships, how do you offer those affiliates? How do you bring that up at your podcast? More on this in episode 38, which is kind of funny because, you know, we talked about episode one for the avatar. I talked about my meetup for the second thing, and then episode 37 for your unique spin and 38 for the call to action. Currently, this is episode 42. But if you go back just a couple of episodes and you want to like really dive into how to work with these call to action, how that works, you'll get a lot more info on there. But suffice it to say, after you've identified your perfect avatar and what they're looking for, what else is already out there and what's missing and what your unique thing is, you're going to want to know your unique call to action. What are you going to say that's going to help people get to the next level, to help them get results? What are you going to say to have them hire you as a consultant, as a coach or a mentor, or to buy your product, your service, your online course, whatever it is? What is the call to action that's going to be compelling now that you know exactly who your avatar is, where they are, what they want, their big why, and what they've tried before, what they're worried about? That's what you got to be thinking for doing your right recon before actually launching a podcast. Hopefully that was helpful for you. And if it is, please let us know by giving a rating or a written review. And all I ask is an honest written review. If it's a 2-star, so be it. Just be honest. Let me know what you're thinking of the show. I'd be super, 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 super grateful for you if you just take the time. And it's really not even that long. It takes a couple minutes. As we wrap up this episode, I want to remind you that if you haven't yet listened to the first 6 episodes, it's a one-on-one course on podcasting. It's completely free. I mean, you don't have to visit a website. You don't have to give me your email or anything like that. I've put it at the very first 6 episodes of this podcast for you so that you can at least have that foundation of where to start. Thank you again for coming back time and time again to the podcast, listening in. I cannot wait to hear how it's working for you. Just throw your comments in the comment section or the written ratings and reviews so I can support you even further. So until next time, grow your podcast, grow your audience, grow your influence, and grow your income. Bye for now. This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.